Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. That's Eric Clapton bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman, the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes Made Easy, and the 2017 edition is out right now, and many other books that she's written. I encourage you to go there and sign up for her daily tip, her daily tip on business, on taxes, at BarbaraWeltman.com. Barbara, thanks again for being here. And by the way, thanks for 19 great years that you've been hanging out with us.
It's been a ride.
We got you right out of high school, and we appreciate it. So, hey, Barb, as my audience knows, and you may know, I've been consistent for several years now in talking about what I call the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. I've written white papers about it. I've given speeches on this. I've written several articles updating along the way. And there's a major disconnect between what Wall Street's doing and what Main Street's doing. And one of the classic examples is that between the election and the inauguration, the stock market went up 15% without any fundamental changes. And small businesses are thinking, what's going on? We haven't learned how to fry optimism out here on Main Street. What do you think, Barb?
Well, I think that there are lessons to be learned from what's going on on Wall Street. And it's not exactly what's happening on Wall Street means that's what's going to happen in your business. But I think we can look through what's happening to get some good lessons. I think one thing we have to say is that things are improving. The economy is improving. Maybe not at the pace we would like, but that's kind of a reason for some optimism and perhaps some hiring and some expansion. And so that's what we can do as a takeaway here from Wall Street.
Well, there's no question that small businesses are more optimistic than they have been. And we saw that, as you mentioned, the NFIB report, which, as you know, I report on every month. In fact, Bill's going to be here tomorrow. But there's no question that we had one of the highest ratings. He had one of the highest ratings back in, I guess it was January or February, that he's ever had in 43 years. So no, there's no question small business owners are more optimistic. But the customers, as I say, Barbara, we can't fry optimism. That has to be converted to customers, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. I think it's just an indication. I think it's something to keep in the back of our minds. I think another lesson from Wall Street is disruptors. The best performing stocks are the so-called disruptors.
Right.
Stocks like Amazon. Turn things on their heads.
Yeah.
And for us as small businesses, we don't necessarily have to become disruptors to be successful, but we can use disruptors to help us. So, for example, think about how can we use freelancers like WeWork, those kinds
right.
of companies that are disruptors, seen as disruptors on Wall Street, can be beneficial to us as small
mm-hmm.
businesses.
Well, there was a time, Barbara, that of a big business disrupted a small business, it was because they were able to afford a really fancy lever, some kind of capability that we had nothing compared to it. And so they would disrupt us with that in that way. Today, and this is the point you're making, today, for every big lever a big company can get, there's probably a corresponding small lever that works just as well for small businesses in terms of technology. And so
well,
I think that's a really important point you're making.
Absolutely. And another point, and this is sort of in the same vein, we see that so many of these large brick-and-mortar stores like Penny's and Macy's and Sears and Radio Shack they're closing. They're going out of business.
An unprecedented event.
Unprecedented numbers, absolutely. So the question that we have to ask ourselves, does that mean the end of the small Main Street stores for small businesses? And I say no. I think here's the opportunity, because I think there people still view, while many people want to buy a lot of things online, there's still the social, the activity of shopping, and with the big boys out of the picture, small stores that can create this new concept of retailness, where there's some kind of entertainment value in going to a particular store. I think this is a great opportunity for small businesses.
One of the analogies that I make, Barbara, is Amazon can sell you 176 different back scratchers. I counted them, but Amazon can't scratch one back.
Well, that's it.
And small businesses have to understand, back to your example of taking a lesson from them and adopting the technology that's out there, small businesses have to understand that as we talk about humans being analog humans still want high touch. Nesbitt told us that. John Nesbitt told us that 40 years ago. We're still going to want high touch, but we're also demanding high tech. And so it's got to be a combination of those, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and I think that we really can't be discouraged when we see the massive closings. We have to look and say, well, what can we do that they didn't do?
That's right. What you're saying is Sears and Macy's have been disrupted by Amazon as one of the disruptors of theirs, but small business owners don't have to be disrupted.
Exactly.
But you got to adopt the new stuff, folks. High tech and high touch. Tintail right back with Barbara Weltman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.